We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
The Red Sox obviously sat down and decided with Alex Cora, I'll give you that, on the future of Alex Cora.
Alex is an incredibly selfless man.
Has Alex Cora sat down with Major League Baseball yet in the investigation?
No. You stand by your guy because a lot can change. Maybe a year from now we feel very differently about this and he's in a position to manage his team again.
Everybody over there says he had nothing to do with anything here in Boston.
My person tells me, no, they know what they did.
Now you're telling me he did nothing?
What's going on?
Boston had no balls. The Red Sox should have stuck with him.
Is LeBron okay?
Yeah, he fired.
It's part of basketball.
Oh, dunking on LeBron James. Smile.
I would say this is a 10.
No!
It's pretty embarrassing when you're a LeBron James.
I think if you would detail up my successful block attempts compared to my successful dunk ons. I think I'm kind of more like,
I told you LeBron missed his nap today.
Right now. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Let me just tell you, they put Hollywood in their place last night. 139-107.
They did. That's
screw
okay.
Hollywood.
That's okay. Fine. Screw
them.
It.
It's Fakers.
Award, it's
Fakers.
Nobody's paying attention to
Fakers.
Basketball right now. It's award season.
Fakers.
Screen Actors Guild, Oscars,
Fakers.
Emmys, all of it. Listen, if you're a basketball player, not really in any sport, eventually there's going to be a bigger fish or someone's going to just have a moment where they get you in the right position, you're in a precarious position, a very defenseless position. It's okay that you got punked. It's okay that you got dunked on, that somebody ran you over. It's part of the game. So this last sound that you heard from LeBron James,
Jalen Brown from this Laker
on his ass. Just say, you know what?
Man, absolutely nothing. We don't care. We measure championships. You sound like a little.
People hate you.
Little LA wuss.
Why people hate you.
SoCal wuss.
Even though you're nowhere near
from LA. By the way, how about
LA?
That Jalen Brown posterizing LeBron? That's embarrassing.
That was outstanding.
That's
embarrassing.
Point,
I don't think he's that good, that LeBron.
You know what gets me about this?
He's overrated.
Jalen Brown posterizing, which I love because didn't he try to do that with Giannis too? I think in the playoffs he did it. I know he got like a technical and they're talking about taunting. Did everybody. I haven't heard any. Did everybody miss the fact that he, while holding on with his right hand, he cupped himself?
What's wrong with that?
His private parts?
How was that
with
taunting?
His left hand?
How was that taunting?
Staring at Bronny? And that's why I got the tee?
He's nuts!
He held on the rim and taunted him. Yeah, and then he grabbed himself, which I have a ton of respect for. God bless the young man.
Well, he's protecting his junk.
Did we miss that?
He's protecting his body by holding onto the rim, and he's holding onto his junk
again.
To protect his junk.
Yeah, good luck selling that to the rest.
He's just grabbing himself.
Taunting my
ass.
What's up?
I was like, man, what a ticky-tack technical they're going to call on this guy for just hanging on the rim with one hand for what felt like a second.
Yeah.
But I missed it. I missed it.
We saw it earlier.
You had to show it to me. Yeah. I was like,
he grabbed him.
That's why.
Yeah, he cupped himself.
Yeah, that's why he did it. It's like Marshawn Lynch's version. If he was a basketball player, he'd be doing that on every dunk.
That's taunting.
Oh, we got to worry about the children.
That
okay?
was beautiful.
The children are there at the Garden.
Well, they're sitting front row. You know, you never know.
Well, Snoop Dogg was sitting in the front row. The children
Snoop
were up
Dogg,
in the third balcony.
I was wondering why Snoop Dogg was here in the first place, but he had a concert. It was at
the
Foundation. Right. House of Blues. Yeah. Why were we invited?
We never get invited.
I like Snoop.
Never get invited. So, is it all changed? I mean, 139-107, that was an ass whooping last night.
Oh, they've arrived, huh? They broke through the wall, the glass ceiling.
So, what do you think the Green Teamers? We're going to get to the Green Teamers today. Where are the Green Teamers? 617-779-7937. We need to hear from the Green Teamers.
Very good win.
He's back.
How many times? How many times can you remember all three having good games? Meaning Jalen, you know,
that's
Tatum,
a good question.
And
not
Hayward.
Not often.
Not often.
Right.
Not often.
Nope.
I mean, and last, I know Jalen got off to a little bit of a slow start early in the first half.
Four of them.
And
it's Kanter.
And Kemba.
And it's Kanter.
Oh, your boy.
I'll tell you what.
You going to admit you were wrong about him?
No, I was right about him. No. I was 100% right about him. And I last week, you guys sat here and heard me. I praised the hell out of him, saying that he's giving them the offense. He's giving them the rebounds. Those are the two things that he can do in the basketball
court. Andrew's just doing everything. That's just great.
He just sucks at the defensive end. You know, and he's making excuses. They're making excuses for him last night. People say he can't defend. He can't. Is that an awful thing to say?
Well, I got a lot of that, too.
He's a terrific rebounder. He's terrific scoring around the rim. He was the difference in the game. He turned that game around last night when he came in with about 5-6 minutes left in the first quarter. He got all those easy offensive board, you know, putbacks, and that was the difference in the game.
No, I would agree. Because I got a little bit of that, too. Oh, is Ordway going to finally admit it? And I actually tweeted out, I'm like, he's not wrong. Like, he's as advertised. It's exactly who he is.
And he's getting the most out of his
offensive
ability.
Offensive rebound. He's great around the basket, scoring around the basket. He's a good rebounder. And partly because he just stays there. he's not like a big that's out in the three-point line.
He doesn't go anywhere.
No, defensively he stays there. He doesn't go out and cover anybody. He doesn't play defense. Well, so if you miss, he's right there to get it.
Now,
beautiful.
Why am I going to do
but
that?
But offensively, offensive rebounds, you're right. He absolutely changed that.
But see, the problem with a lot of the Green Tamers is you can't make any criticism of these players. I've been giving high praise to Enes Kanter this year because I think he's playing his ass off. And he's doing the two things he does well. And I give him credit for that. And by the way, he's not starting for a reason that they need somebody to defend. And, Tice is a better defender. Not a great one, but a better defender. And yet all people hear is when I say he sucks at the defensive end. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, he does.
Yeah, he's not a good
defender. I'm sorry.
He's not a good defender. To your original point, I'm not going to overreact. I think a lot of people might look at it and say that, and I would look at it too and say, okay, that's what we're talking about. That's the potential. Four guys playing well. Or more importantly, the three wings actually playing well in a game.
Yes.
But, I don't know, does that take away from the performance against Phoenix? Or, getting blown up by Milwaukee, coming back, and then realizing they're back in it, then separating again? I mean, is that the loss to Detroit? I mean, you can go up and down. There's been some bad losses. Washington, that offensive performance against that team? No, it doesn't take away from it. But it is the regular season, and it's nice to just see what possibly it could look like. Yeah, I think that was a good game for them. But, again,
I thought it was a great game for them.
Can you continue it? Are you worried about this Memphis game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think Memphis is playing well. They got blown out last night by the team you're going to play next, I believe, in New Orleans. And they're getting Zion back tomorrow. But, no, it all comes down to this. That was a fun night. It was great. Okay? Especially after you watched the 8-0 run to open up the game. You sat there and said,
here we go.
This is going to be an ass-whooping, but it's going to be an ass-whooping for the Lakers.
Yeah.
This was like men against boys out of the
Celtics,
gate.
It was going to be ass-whooping for the Celtics the first 8 minutes.
Yeah, they were going to get wiped out. And you looked at it and said, wow. And then suddenly they woke up. And as I said, I'll give Kanter a lot of credit. I think he changed the interior. And, of course, you had the two personal fouls very quickly on Anthony Davis, who was basically doing a rehab start after missing 5 games with the tailbone issue he's got. And he was out of it. He wasn't.
This was very, very predictable, in my opinion, just based on.
Really?
How well, we never even got into predicting, but based on. How well the Lakers had been playing, 10 of their last 11, 4 or 5 without Anthony Davis. They fly out here. Bron goes to Springfield. He comes back. They didn't care. They weren't into it. They've only lost 9 games all season. And the Celtics were desperate. No, if you don't think the Celtics were desperate for respectability, you're out of your mind. No, I don't.
You sound desperate. LeBron.
So what? So your cute little team, are they handsome now? Are they hot now? Is this a sexy team, or is it still a cute little team? After you go on a losing streak, then you've been one freaking game, you're going to sit there and tell me all is fixed and they finally figured it out?
No.
They're still a cute little team.
You're going to hear that, though, because we're already hearing it. There are people out there, the Celtics Green Tamers, the people that work for them or work for their various media outlets, who suddenly think this is the turning point. I'm not ready to go there because when you get to the postseason, you have to play these teams in a best-of-seven series. You have to play Milwaukee. Even though I think Philly is really flawed and the Sixers have a lot of issues, they still match up well against you. Milwaukee, I think, is a bitch in a best-of-seven series. And obviously, if you got this far, the Lakers would be the same way. I'm not changing my tune. You'd be lucky to...
Well, I will say that there's... I don't know who your favorite Celtic is, but mine is Jaylen Brown.
Mine's Enes Kanter.
Mine is definitely. He just does not give a flying
I
F.
Like him.
A not lot. At yes, all. I'm with you. You know, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, he doesn't care.
I like that. That's what you need. I'll tell you, the guy that gives it to you, though, night in and night out, that basically to me is the heart and soul of that team, and that is Marcus Smart. And I know the 40 the other night, I'm kind of throwing out, breaking the record. He'd be the last guy I would expect to break that record for the most threes.
It was a dumbass shot by me.
I mean, that was like out of sight. But he started tossing them up again last night. Yeah. So if he can ever improve his three-point shooting, and certainly it looks like he's on target to do that, that adds another element because they can't leave him open anymore. And he's a defender. He dives on the floor. I just think he's the heart and soul of that team.
Well, I think, you know, and having, to me, it was like just having everybody, right? And again, having those three guys play together. So you sort of saw a little bit of it because, you know, before we were talking about, what was that one game where they just got completely exposed, their bench, just the other night? Milwaukee game. Well, he got everybody out there. So what does he do? We talked about it before the show. As far as the bench goes in the first half, you got one guy come. I mean, Smart is what he is, Ogele's defense. But it was pretty much like, that's it. Smart, Kanter, Ogele. You know, Ogele, for defensive reasons, I get it. You know, Smart is what he is, Kanter. That's it. You know, Grant Williams extremely limited in that first half. You know, I don't think, how much did he play? He played 38 seconds. You know, Wanamaker wasn't in there. So it was just, this is it. This is your eight-man rotation. You know, guys are healthy. And I like seeing all three of them play well together. You know, so yeah, I think it was a good sign. Although, when we come back, I want to hit on this Jay King article. Because I don't know if he thinks this is a good thing. I don't. To be honest with you, roots of a big win over the Lakers were laid long before tip-off. Victory began in the film room.
I'm not sure I'd buy this either. All right, we'll get to it. We got a lot of stuff to get to. There's a tabloid magazine out there that apparently is going to have inside information on what's going on in the Brady household. We're going to get to all of that as well. We got more on the baseball situation with Alex Cora. We're going to get to that as well because we got the inside source in here. That's not you, Trenny. We get the inside source. 617-779-7937.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
We needed to play well. You know, that doesn't guarantee results, but, you know, like I said this morning, we had a great film session yesterday that was, you know, very much like there's a lot of things that we can control and control better than we have. That doesn't guarantee you're going to make shots and every, you know, things are going to go your way like this. We were fortunate to put the ball in the basket quite a bit, but we really competed on both ends. That was good.
Brad, you said in those film sessions there were a lot of things you thought you could control that you weren't controlling. Where did you see the team do that tonight?
I don't know yet. I'll go back and look at it. Probably not as good as it feels right now because the ball going in masks some things.
Brad Stevens being pretty honest when the game is over. Got to give it to him. He is honest with this stuff. And he was talking about the film session. Now, the Celtics normally watch just clips, select clips from recent games. This time they watched every defensive play from the first half of the defeat. And the coaching staff normally leads the instruction. This time, Stevens stopped the action regularly to give the players an opportunity to critique themselves. Does anybody believe? Do you believe, Lou Maloney? Because you brought up Jake King's article. That's what I'm reading out of The Athletic. That was the difference last night?
Well, to me, the reason why I look at it and say, like, okay, so he watched film and held his players accountable. Is this the first time?
First time it worked.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how many games are we into it? You know, they've had stretches. They've lost three in a row here a couple of times recently. I know they're playing well early on, but as Brad says, I mean, even in wins, there's always things to work on. So I would think that when it's film study, hey, this is what we're doing bad. This is what we're doing good. But this one hit home? They've been doing it all year long?
This wasn't like a team meeting,
what do they do when they
right?
look at film?
This was like a team meeting. You lost some games so that you probably should have won. You lost to Phoenix. You lost to Detroit. Got whooped up by Milwaukee. Was this one of those, okay, let's have a midseason players-only meeting with the coach, and let's be real honest and direct with ourselves. All right, listen, everybody's in the nest. Nothing leaves this room. And when you leave everybody, we're still all friends, right? Is that what it is?
Well, I'm just saying, like, the media can sit there. You know, the green team is they'll just lose a random game. That's no big deal. This is their job. This is Brad Stevens' job. So when you lose to a Washington team at Washington 99-94 to a team that's given up like gives up like the worst defensive team in basketball, like what's that film study like the next day?
Really like, do they watch film every single day? Because I feel like if they have a back to back and if they have to be there in the morning, they're not watching. When are they watching film? They're coming in the night game.
But we're not correcting things the night before. Like, hey, we were a mess. How many times have you sat there and said the ball's stagnant? We're not moving the ball. Everyone one-on-one. That's it. I think you said before, like, you know, all the baskets we had in the first half of some games, like, you know, no assists. We're not moving the basketball. So, okay. So I'm guessing you talked to your team. You got the message across. This is what we did bad last night. That's why we lost. Hell, in wins, this is what we do bad. Isn't it all about that every single day?
But do you think it's...
Before this game, they went out and played a great game. And it was all because of this film study?
So do you think it's rare...
I think they played well.
They have film study. I mean, so how do you get better being a baseball player? Like you get it. You get better by playing. You don't have 4 or 5 days off to practice.
Well, here's why.
Basketball is
the same
thing.
It's a lot of film.
Well, here's why. See it on the all 22.
Thank you.
I think guys watch film and baseball all the time. Well. Yeah. Legally,
do you sit all the time. Are you telling me baseball players sit down? They watch their at bats. They might.
That's what I mean.
But they don't. As a group, they don't sit there and break up as outfielders. No, they don't do that.
No, it's an individual game. But you watch your at bats.
Yeah, sure.
And say, you know what I do wrong here? Why is my hands here? What am I doing there?
The least likely
I'm closed
sport
up a little bit more.
That they'll,
it's an
that they'll
sport.
Watch film. Okay, what? Hockey, yes. Basketball, yes. But I would say hockey and basketball. How many times do they have an opportunity to sit down as a team and watch film?
They don't play every
first
day.
First of all, they don't ever do it. First of all, their biggest problem has been defense. And according to this piece here, they were looking at every defensive play. Here's why you can't do it defensively, because what you faced with Washington, what you faced with Phoenix, is much different than what you're facing with the Lakers. So defensively, you're going to defend them differently. You don't defend every one of these teams the same, because some teams are bigger than other teams, some teams are quicker than other teams, some teams run a totally different system. But I would say this, the one thing that I got out of that game last night, I don't think the Celtics played hard. I don't think they played well defensively. They gave up 107 points. They had a great offensive night.
Yeah.
That's what they had last night. They had a great offensive night because they had 27 from Tatum. They got 16 from Hayward. They got 20 from Walker, 20 from Jaylen Brown, and they got 18 off the bench from Enes Kanter.
And Hayward had, 16?
Yeah, I think I said that. Yeah. But that's where they won the game. I didn't see anything differently defensively last night. Matter of fact, I would say this. The Lakers had a lot of wide open threes in that game.
They missed
wide
a lot of shots.
Threes. They made no
shots. I
think
they got sloppy, and by the time the third quarter came around, they just didn't feel like fighting back.
Right.
They tried to convince themselves to come back and play. But
look at the Knicks Davis tomorrow night. We're going to
Davis
New York.
Davis was on a minutes restriction of 28 minutes. He only played 22. It's because they were getting blown out. I mean, they were being blown out. Like, screw it. Listen, we're good.
I still think it's obviously, I think all of us agree. It's a good win, right? Very good win.
Excellent win.
It's like that Sixers game, you know, without Embiid. Everybody put a lot of stake into that game, right? The stock into that game. Sitting there saying, hey, listen, they got to beat this team. Well, they lost. So it was, double negative. You got to be kidding me. No Embiid and you still lose? If they had won, we'd be sitting there saying, well, they didn't have Embiid. That's why they won. Great, they won. They should have won. So you can say they should have beat this Lakers team. You know, early foul trouble, couple fouls from Davis, minute restrictions. It was like his rehab game, right, to get him in there. But it was still a good win. I mean, it was a very good win. And just, again, I go back to, I want to see these guys start playing well together. Not when Gordon Hayward is out and watching Jaylen and Tatum and Kemba work well together. Not when Jaylen is out and watch Gordon Hayward do his thing. All four of these guys. And you saw that last night. They were healthy. You saw the bench rotation. You got three guys there, a defensive-minded guy in Ojale. Smart is what he is. Cantor is what he is. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Well, I would
like.
Say, though, but to me, it's they're a small team, smallest team, going against what I would call the Lakers. They're a big team. They're a big team. The Lakers are a big team. They're long. Okay, fine, whatever. They played exactly how they should play. They made all their open shots. They got to the basket. There was a big dunk that kind of got the crowd going, and you could kind of just tell that it wasn't their night. Like, it's just one of the – think about it. There was the Lakers' worst loss in I don't know how long. It was the worst loss of the year, definitely. But they don't lose games like that. They just weren't into it. So,
no, you do lose. Even the best teams lose games like this, but you lose one or two a year. You know, that's what you lose. You don't lose a lot of them.
They'll come back, and whoever the Lakers play next, they'll beat the living tar out of them.
In New York.
Oh, they will destroy the Knicks.
I agree.
It's part of basketball.
They'll destroy them.
So what has really changed? I mean, the bottom line on this is they're still not as good as Milwaukee. I think for them, because I said this the other day, they're in that next tier group in the East with Miami and Toronto and Philly, and I don't know, maybe you include Indiana in that group because they're going to get Oladipo back. So that's your group. They're in that group. So if I'm them, the thing you've got to do, you got to finish in that number two seed,
yes,
so that you don't play Milwaukee until you get the Eastern Conference Finals, yeah, and then you can get into the Eastern Conference Finals. But if you're below that, that's a problem. That is a problem. Because
you
those teams are
a three seed, you'd be worried?
Yeah, three seed is not as good because you want to stay away from
Milwaukee. I think that's doable. Getting the number two seed is doable.
I agree.
It's not this unbelievable, you know, crazy thing. Like, I think they should be able to reach that goal. Now, I mean, obviously, they got to get past the Sixers, who they still have not beaten.
Yeah, and it's a bad matchup, as we know. But I think the Sixers are one of those teams that could get knocked off by somebody else.
Yeah, yep. I do think.
I think they've got problems.
That could implode.
I think Embiid plays one night, and the next night he takes the night off. I think Simmons is still having issues because he doesn't have that outside shot. So as good a player as he is, and he can control games, he's still there's certain ways.
And then there's Al Horford.
And then there's Al Horford, who's still trying to figure out his damn role. But on Get Up this morning, your favorite TV show, Mike Greenberg and Richard Jefferson had high hopes for the Celtics.
I mean, the Celtics have not played well over the last couple of weeks. But if there is a team that I think is the most dangerous to Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference, I'm going to die on this hill. I believe it's going to be Boston.
And 100% it is Boston. I'm not a big fan of the way Philly plays. I just saw them play against the Brooklyn Nets. And I love this Boston team. They have so much perimeter talent. But all of this perimeter talent has to play well. So chemistry, continuity, all of these things are going to be big for them down the stretch. Look, the problem is that they have to play great. If they play good, they can't beat Milwaukee. But if they play great and Milwaukee just plays okay, they can come out of the East.
They can come out of the East. I'm not sure I'd buy they can come out of the East and beat Milwaukee in a seven-game series because I do not believe they have a defensive answer to protect the rim with Giannis. I just don't think they can do it. Now, can they get there?
Can they steal
to the
a
Eastern
couple?
Conference Finals? Yeah, they could. And they can get there. The problem you're going to have is you're going to play on the road in the first two because they're going to have the home court advantage. But already, and what he just said, I think that's the case with this team every single night. You wonder why they lost to Washington. You wonder why did they lose to Detroit? They lost to Phoenix. You wonder why? Because they didn't play well enough. They didn't play great. They need to play hard every single night because they have holes in their lineup.
I don't know. I'm listening to Kenny Smith last night. We should hear what he has to say about this group. I don't know. Green Teamers got real excited. A little movement at halftime when they listen to Kenny Smith.
Which is amazing because Kenny Smith said just the opposite and laughed it all off about an hour and 15 minutes earlier.
It's amazing. Oh, my God.
It is amazing that how you can influence somebody with what is happening in the moment. In the moment, you can change anybody's opinion. All right, we'll get to it. Coming up next right here on OMF.
But this is something, boy, Boston needs a half like this, as they have been struggling.
I'm going to get Shaq riled up just by this comment. These three guys with Boston, and this is why he guaranteed to me, you know, with Kemba, with Jason Tatum, and Brown, they're like a smaller version of what Clay, Steph, and Durant.
Hey, man.
No, it's all a version. In this regard.
Dude,
no,
stop.
No,
no, not in no regard. Stop.
I'm going to tell you, that's why I want to get him.
Stop.
Around. Shaq's throwing his papers, everything else around the room. It's interesting because
basically calling him a weaker, slower, less effective, productive version of those guys.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
So they're half the men Klay Thompson is.
That's a stretch. And the funny thing is,
Kemba Walker's an all-star. Like, he's not some chump.
No. Kenny Smith.
What's so crazy about that? Tatum and Brown, sure, but not Kemba.
Golden State had to go out and get Kevin Durant to add into that package because it was a good one.
Shaq's response was classic.
Classic.
I mean, really threw his pen in the air, yeah, grabbed his paper, was like, stop.
It was all a version. No regard. Stop.
So an hour and 15 minutes later, because this was a halftime now, Charles guaranteed Boston was going to win, and they were all poo-pooing it. Matter of fact, Kenny Smith was sitting there going, get out of here. He stood up and said, I guarantee the Lakers are going to win.
Guaranteeing the Boston Celtics. Kemba going to get his first win tonight.
That's right, because he's never beaten LeBron James.
But you your theory, though.
I think that's another.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, who?
Charles went with your theory.
He did.
Play the whole thing. Do we have that whole thing back there?
I'm guaranteeing the Boston Celtics. Kemba going to get his first win tonight. I'm guaranteeing.
What makes you so sure?
It's time.
I'm just telling you, the reason I like the Celtics tonight was, number one, they were due.
He's stealing your method.
Hey, listen.
He stole it.
Because they're due.
An explanation, you know, video on the board. Like, is it in the, just they're due.
Who's more talented than Christian Porter?
Yes, and that is a great analysis.
I will say this, because that number 0 for 28, that was Kemba Walker's record against LeBron. That was brought up, I don't know how many times yesterday. I'll guarantee you, somebody probably like Marcus Smart made a big deal about that in the locker room, and they probably got motivated because there was no question after the first few minutes of that game where you thought they were going to get shellacked. They fought right through it, and they played their ass off last night. And so maybe they were using that as motivation. Maybe that was part of it. I don't know. And you got the other part of it. Your Lakers were probably sitting there
They did not care.
It's not a big deal for them.
They were due to kind of give one up. I feel like that happens in basketball all the time because you have so many games you can afford to just kind of, I don't know, like we'll see how it goes, and we'll figure it out as we go.
They were due. Go to Peter. We haven't talked to Peter in a while.
Peter, since you make the plane, one of the green teamers. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Guys, how you doing?
Did you have fun last night? It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember when the Celtics won by 40 points against the Lakers, and then they lost the series. You remember that, Glenn?
Yeah, this is a regular season game, though, so this is a little different.
This is only the ninth time. Okay, this year that the starting unit has been intact.
Probably the same with most teams. I would say that's probably the most, LeBron didn't play the other night. They were without Anthony Davis for five games.
I'm bringing that point up, okay?
That's the same for every team. I've heard that all day today. Most teams have injuries. It's a long season. Load management. Go look at Kawhi Leonard and when he sits out now.
It's not load management, it's been injuries.
Right, get your point. It's just that they haven't played together in a while.
You got to quit with this cute little team because right now there's two really good teams, and then there's like 10 cute little teams. Okay,
I've said that.
I like is what Danny's done. Okay, he's built a nucleus of Kemba, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum. Okay, they're going to be contenders for the next 5 years. So that's what I'm excited about. I'm not, you know, if they had played just the way they played last night and lost by two, I would have been happy. Okay,
because they moral victory, moral victories.
Green teams, they accept losses.
You know, it's a moral victory.
But Peter, I gotta admit, you are the president of this green team.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. No, you really are.
If they played well and lost by two,
you'd be happy.
Can we send Peter off with like an Abby Chin autographed photo or something?
That should be on a poster. Like that should be on like that.
They could finish sixth easily in the East. That's how tight those teams are.
And you'd be happy.
They could finish second. So that's not. Is that so, being a so, green teamer? I think they might finish sixth and still have a chance.
So, Peter, when you brought up all of those cute little teams, that's exactly what I've been saying. People get offended.
So there's only
three teams. I think there are three teams.
Three. Teams.
I think there are three teams that can win the championship. Okay?
And then the Milwaukee Bucks, the Los Angeles Lakers,
and forget what the Clippers are doing during the regular season because they will play. There won't be any load management when we get into the playoffs, and they're the third team. The rest of those teams, Miami, Toronto, Celtics, Philly, Indiana,
Utah, Denver, all those other teams are cute little teams?
Huh?
Are you saying that? Do you agree?
He agrees with me.
I think Glenn's an idiot.
Well, hold on.
It's beside the point.
So we agree. Let's just say, you just said that, Peter, hold on. You just said that there's like three teams or so that can win it. Maybe four. I don't know. Three teams. Didn't you just say all the other teams are cute little teams? There's a big group of them?
No, I say that's what Glenn says, and I think that's stupid. That's what Glenn says, not me.
You think Miami can win the championship?
Yeah, they can finish second in the East.
Can they win the championship? That's the point I'm making.
Okay.
So Toronto, can they win the championship? Can the Celtics win the championship this year, Peter? Because you're right. Down the road, they're going to have to get help.
I mean, they're a cute little team if they go to the finals.
God.
In the East. They can do that.
If they beat Milwaukee, I think it's safe to say, and go to the NBA Finals, that maybe Glenn would take the cute little team tag off.
I would take the cute little team
How's
off.
How's that?
Okay, I would take so every off. Team in the NBA is a cute little team, except for Milwaukee and L.A.
Don't you see that he's just doing this to mock you? He's doing this to mock you, Peter. Like, he does it to all you green teamers. This is what the snob that is known as Glenn Ordway on basketball does.
I want to talk about my cute little team.
I mean, see,
I'm like that little kid in Miami. Good game, good effort, good team, good game.
See, the mentality of the Celtics fans is insane. Even if they lost, I would have been happy. Yeah, you know, at least they tried. I saw them trying, so I'm okay with it.
So, your cute little team title
pisses them off.
Yeah,
kind of like
very condescending.
Like a good nickname that might piss them off, like Average Al. They don't like the nickname.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't like the title, Cute Little Team.
Good point.
If you change Cute Little Team to say, I think there's only three teams that can win the NBA, and the rest, they're good teams, but they're not good enough. You wouldn't offend people. Cute Little Team is, stop calling them average.
Above average out.
What? That's it. It's like you get under their skin. They don't like Cute Little. I would rather you're better off saying. And then Peter Jamaica, the president of the Green Teamers, who openly admits if they played really well and lost the game, he'd be happy. I mean, I don't know if that defines it, right?
That's Green Teamers.
Play really good, just try hard, and if you lose, I'm happy. Like, wow. God bless Danny Ainge, because he's got you.
He'll always have a job.
He's a lucky man. That's his fan base.
Listen, what Peter said, that you know they're going to have a run here, depending on who they keep and who they let go, because you're still going to have to sign Tatum. And Tatum has gotten a lot better this year, and Tatum is going to be one of those guys that's going to demand a lot more money. I think a lot more money than Jaylen Brown got. And so you're dealing with that. You're dealing with Hayward, what happens there, and you got nothing in the middle. I'm sorry, and again, I praise Cantor to the hills. I'm not knocking him. But that's not good enough when you have to go up against Philadelphia and the best center in the league, and you have to go up against Giannis, who just can tear people apart. Talk about posterizing you. That's what he does in the paint. So you don't have the ingredients.
See, to me,
I don't know
what the answer is either, because again, you know, said it many times. I am invested in Jaylen, in Tatum, in Kemba, not in Gordon Hayward.
Right.
But I don't know what that trade is with Gordon Hayward that puts them over the top.
It's hard. I think that was hard.
Like there isn't that, you know, Anthony Davis is not sitting there with a year left in his deal or 2 years left in his deal, and teams like, all right, you know, we'll trade this for this and use this contract, because I don't think Andre Drummond is the answer. You know, I don't think Steven Adams is the answer that puts them over the top.
It does not.
How do you use Gordon Hayward to get something? And I don't know if there's an answer to that right now in the NBA.
But you've already said it. If you're
a guy that's available.
But if you're loaded with wings right now, okay, and wings are important, don't get me wrong, but you're weak in another position. Right, you have to fill that other position. You may have to take the where you've got the depth, where you've got the strength, and deal one of those guys off. The problem is Gordon Hayward. Where's the market for him? At what, $31-32 million? Where's the market? And he has an opt out at the end of the year, so you could deal him off, and it's a rent the player for half the season. Let's say they try to trade him away on February 6th here with the trading deadline. But what team's going to take him, and what are you getting?
I think you can move Gordon Hayward. The question is, what do you get in return? You're better off just holding on to Gordon Hayward.
Maybe.
Because I just don't think Drummond is the answer.
No, I mean, I don't.
How long's Robert Williams out for? Time Lord.
We don't know.
That's right. He's still out. Hip. Yeah. I don't know what's
going
on.
But he's not the answer right now. Two, three years from now, he might be, but
when he's back there and you got he and Tyson.
Get a better rotation.
You got three guys there. Yeah. You can move around a little bit. That helps an awful lot.
Right.
I don't know if trading Gordon Hayward is going to get you what you need in return. You're probably better off holding on to him. But if it's out there, that's a guy that I think most Celtics fans would sit there and say, you know what? Nice guy. Just don't need him anymore. When you got him, you needed him. But given what Tatum and Jaylen have done over the last couple of years and where they are right now, don't need them.
See, my point of the cute little team, you don't get great upsets in the NBA. It's one league you don't. NHL, you get huge upset. We saw that last year with the St. Louis Blues. You don't. When you look at the
Tampa.
Team.
Huh? Yeah, Tampa getting bounced.
And Tampa
so
getting
early,
bounced, yeah. The NHL's totally different. Yeah. Totally different league, and playoffs are totally different. When you look at the NBA, you see the teams, and right now Milwaukee is 39-6. They're on pace for like 74 wins, something like that.
The favorites usually win.
They do.
The favorites usually win.
And you tell me, other than Milwaukee, the Lakers, and I throw the Clippers, even though they're a number 4 seed right now in the Western Conference, because they have two great players and a really good ensemble cast, right? Those, to me, are the three teams in a 7-game series matching up against other teams can win. Miami has done a great job. Okay? And they're developing players down there. Pat Riley has done a phenomenal job.
Of course he has.
Okay, there you go. Again, nice haircut.
I was just saying.
All right? But can Miami win? Can Toronto win without Kawhi? They couldn't win when they won 60 games 2 years ago. Okay?
So basically, when you talk like that, it really comes down to all these teams that are cute are one player away.
Exactly. But what am I saying?
All of them.
But here's what I don't understand, because loser.
So even though you have Tatum, Brown, Hayward, and Kemba Walker, use that as your base. You have four guys that can score at will, right? Pretty much. They're all good. Marcus Smart being that regulator. Even with that lineup, they're still one player away.
One player away. But but that player has to be really good, and he has to be one of your bigs, because size is a major problem. But Lou brings up the average Al thing, and he's right. A lot of the Green Teamers were treating Al like he was an MVP candidate. Al was a good player.
He was the glue, Lou.
Okay. He's not a great player. And Tommy told
player.
You before
now,
he got to
Tommy's
Boston, he's not a great player.
He's not the most gifted athlete.
Right. Tommy said all of those things until the guy put on a green uniform, and then suddenly the guy became something different.
It's just Horford doing what Horford's always done.
And that's all I'm saying about the Celtics. This is a really good team. This is a fun team. Certainly a lot more fun than having Kyrie Irving or Martin Luther King like they had last year on the team. Okay, so this is much different, much better. But they're not a championship team right now. And they're a cute little team with a bunch of other cute little teams.
Somehow Danny Ainge, and I don't know why the other team would want to do this, can use Gordon Hayward to go get Karl Anthony Towns. There's your Anthony Davis.
Yep.
But he's got 4 or 5 years left on that deal.
Right.
Why are they taking Gordon Hayward for this guy? You know what I mean? You need that to go south quickly. And it won't, because like I said, he's not a free agent. He's got 4 more years after this one. 3 years from now, we could talk.
Yep.
3 years from now, an Anthony Davis situation. He's got a year and a half left. He doesn't want to sign an extension in Minnesota. They suck. Who the hell wants to stay in Minnesota? So he'll be looking to go elsewhere. But that's 3 years from now. It ain't right now. Right? That's the guy.
So you've been sitting around waiting for the last 10 years or so, 8, 9 years, for this team to develop. And we thought they were getting close because they were talking about getting Anthony Davis, one of those guys,
For Tatum and Brown.
Right. So...
How crazy
you decided that you're going to stay with Tatum and Brown because you couldn't get Anthony Davis. And those guys are maturing. Those guys are becoming legitimate players. They're getting better every single month. You are seeing it. And I think Celtic fans love that, watching them develop. But when do we get to the point where you go over the top? Where you're out of the cute little team package and you're up there with the actual contenders?
Well, that's right. Kenny Smith talking about how, like, you know, a smaller version, you know, Kemba, please, of what Golden State has.
Please.
I don't know if you're ever going to see that again.
Where's Green? Where's Golden State?
Yeah. No, but I mean, two of the top 5 players in the NBA.
Right.
And the third guy in Klay Thompson's what, top 15?
Right.
And then you mentioned Draymond Green.
It's top 20.
So, I mean, good God. That's why it was ridiculous with that run that team had, the talent that they had. I mean, is Kemba, Jaylen, Tatum, two of them going to be a top 5 player in the league?
No regard. Stop.
I mean, no chance.
Well, the funny
two
thing,
of them?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No chance.
Right. The funny thing is, Ainge is probably doing the same thing right now. He's looking at his roster, and he's trying to figure out how he is able to get that one guy that makes this a complete team, that puts them over the top where they actually can contend against Milwaukee. And the problem you've got when, like, Peter was sitting there going, they're going to be contending for the next 5 years. Here's the problem. Giannis is a young man. He's already the best player in the league. He's going to get better. And they're going to add pieces onto that team as well. You've got other teams now. I hate to say it, but Doncic down in Dallas, Dallas is not going to be. He's 20 years old, guys.
He's the best player in the league.
He's a top five player in the league at 20. He's ahead of what you've got with Jaylen Brown. He's ahead of Jason Tatum. Both terrific players and could be top 15 players in the league, maybe. Jason Tatum.
So why don't you start the rumor now? Trade for him. Who would you give? Because there'll be another name.
Oh, my God.
There'll be another name.
But that's the problem you have. And then there are a lot of great players. You're going to see one in this Morant kid. Ja Morant is a terrific young player with Memphis. Now, Memphis has got a lot of other holes. Go look at their lineup, and you can see it. But there are a lot of really good players. That's all I'm saying. They're in the group with all of these other teams. I don't think it's
better
a negative.
One player away.
Why is it that people look at it when I say the cute little team, they're a negative?
It's the term.
It is. It's like average Al.
Yeah. It's the
it's
term.
Condescending. They feel like you're mocking
them. Stop calling
them
average.
You're making fun of them.
It's a great nickname. I'm not going to stop.
He tries really hard.
Just call him a cute little team.
Yeah, but they look at him like an MVP. On this team, average Al is an MVP, and you're calling him average Al.
Al is average.
Hey, Kyle Draper said, they're not me. Draper
Why are you
said
still that. Calling him average?
God, I miss him. Don't you miss Al?
Oh, I do.
I miss Al. 617-779-7937.
We'll continue some of this stuff. Should we even talk about this? Do we even delve into it? There's a magazine out there. You pick it up at the supermarket, and they're trying to create a big deal like there's something going on with Brady and Giselle. So why don't we do this? On the flip side here, we'll actually discuss whether we should actually be discussing it. We'll do that coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.